Israel in Egypt.
Jacob was stunned when his sons told him everything that happened in Egypt. At first, he didn't believe that Joseph was actually alive. But eventually, he became thrilled as he listened to the stories about Joseph and all he had done. So Jacob's entire clan went to Egypt, and Pharaoh provided everything they needed because of Joseph. Years later, when Jacob was about to die, he said to Joseph, "Bring your two sons here so I can bless them. They will be equal to my own sons." After blessing them, Jacob then gave a blessing to each of his own sons. He said Judah would be the kingly tribe, and the promise would go down through his descendants. After the death of Jacob, the brothers of Joseph became fearful. They sent a message to him saying, "Your father asked you to forgive us for the great sin we committed against you. Therefore, please forgive us." Joseph broke down and cried when he heard this message. Then his brothers came before him and bowed down and said, "We are your slaves." Joseph said, "Don't be afraid of me. I can't act in the place of God. It's true you wanted to hurt me, but God was in control the entire time. He planned it to save the lives of our entire clan. Listen to me and don't be afraid. I will care for you and your children."